Okay, we're now on the top line of Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. It says in the Yeshayahu, L'chein hirchiba sh'ol nafshi ufara piha livli chok, which seems to mean that the sh'ol, that the grave, is widening itself and opening its mouth to those who don't have a chok. And there's a debate between Rav Shlakish Rav Yochanan what this means. I'm Rav Shlakish Lemishe Mishayer Afilu Chok Echad. It means that even so, it is missing one chok, he will go to Gehenna. I'm Rav Yochanan Lenichal Maraya Damrat Lahu Haki. It's not, can't be the will of Hashem that he would say this, that someone who one Aveira, he's going to go to Gehenna. Ela Afil Lolomad Ela Chok Echad. No, what it means is that who gets Gehenna? Someone who doesn't even have one mitzvah. If someone has. So when it's at least one mitzvah, he won't be judged to go into Gehenna. Now it seems Reish Lakish's position seems very difficult because it seems that that people sin. The Sefer Karim finds Reish Lakish's position very difficult. He says that Adam ain't tzaddik ba'aretz shi'asa tov lo yichta. There's no one who doesn't sin. So that means no one gets olam haba because everyone sins a little bit. And we have the Mishnah we said in the beginning of this parak. Kol yisro yeshalem chelak lo mabai. Every Jew has a portion of the world to come. Also, he wants to say that within the when the Chazal say Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha wants to go to Baruch Hu Zakeh Yisrael for the Hebrew Torah mitzvos. Shem wanted to be mezaka klai, so he wanted to give merit to klai, so therefore he gave him a lot of Torah mitzvos. So the goal of the mitzvot is that we should receive reward. But if we commit one sin, then that's it. Then we go to Gehenna. It would seem that it's not a good thing to have a lot of mitzvot. So therefore, Rav Yochanan says it can't be like this. Means, and maybe his idea of could be that what Rav Yochanan says, if you keep one mitzvah, it means one mitzvah bishleimusa in its completed form, in its fullness. Hashem gives us a lot of mitzvah, so we can do one mitzvah very well. How do you understand Reish Lakish? The Be'er Sheva provides a number of answers. One of his approaches is that what Reish Lakish is really saying is that if someone didn't get a chance to do tshuva, and he committed even one sin before he died, so then he will get punished for that sin. And then he will go to Olam Haba. But it doesn't mean that he won't get any Olam Haba if he quits one sin. It means for that sin, if he didn't do tshuva for it, then he will go to Gehenna for that sin and then leave Gehenna once it's done. Rabbi Yochanan understood this pasuk referring to something very different. There are a number of explanations sort of to deal with that. That's one. Another explanation is that the Be'er Sheva says something else, and he wants to say what chok refers to really two big mitzvos, referring to bris mila and tefillin. So Rav Yochanan says you need to keep these two mitzvos, otherwise you're going to go to Gehenna. But again, I don't think it means, it seems most of the Farshim don't think it means that even according to Reish Lakish, if you miss one mitzvah, that you don't get any olam haba, means that you'll be judged in Gehenna. That's what Reish Lakish means. Now Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan argue again on another pasuk. It says, "V'chaya b'chalaretz nu Hashem pishnayim ba yikarsu yigvo v'ashlishi yivaser ba." So it seems from this pasuk from Zechariah that we're talking about there'll be some big war at the end of days. That on Reish Lakish that only one third will remain. And Amar Reish Lakish Shlishi Shel Shem means one third of Shem, who was one third of Noah. So it seems to me a third of a third. It means that the very small portion will of the world will remain after the final war. And Amar Rav Yochanan Lanichal Raya Dam Lahol Hachi. It's very difficult that it's not pleasing to Hashem that you would say this. Ela afil shlishi shel Noach. No, even if one third of Bnei Noach, one third of the whole world remains, and that not one ninth or one ninth or one ninth. The different Farshim explain it differently, but Rabbi Yochanan says not so many people will die as much as Reish Lakish says, because Reish Lakish says there'll be one ninth, or one very small portion of the world who's going to live after, at the very end. So that means many Jews will die. Rabbi Yochanan said no, not many will die. And there is a another pasuk which says, where the third debate they have is Ki Anochi Baalti Bachem, because I am your owners. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Lakati Yischev Echad Meirushami Mishvachan. I'll take from you one from a city and two from a family. Amar Reish Lakish, it's as it says, the words are as written, meaning Hashem, only one out of a city will leave, will escape, and two out of a family will escape. It's not the will of Hashem that you should say this, because Hashem can't be that so few Jews will live. Ella, rather, Echad Meir means if there's one pious person in the city, Mizaka Kolo Hayakulo, provides schus and merit for everyone is saved. Ushnaim mishpacha, and if two chasidim are part of one family, mizakim is called mishpacha kula, they provide a schus for the whole family to save them in their merit. Now, a couple of points about this last debate. So first of all, why should one save a city and two save a family? So The Maharsha explains that first of all, that we find by Avram Avinu that in his chus, one person, the city of Tzoar was saved, and we find two from a family that was by Moshe and Aaron, and there's chus, Shevet Levi was selected. Be God's chosen nation. That's what the Marshal says. But the Riaf asks the question, why in a whole city, one tzaddik is enough and to protect the whole city? And a family, which is much smaller, you need two tzaddikim. And he answered that what Rabbi Yochanan wants to say is that when you say that one person protects the whole city, and also every member of his family who's in that city. But if there's someone from his family from a different city, he won't protect it based on his chus. But if there are two tzaddikim in the city, in one city, then the chus is sufficient for everyone in the city. That's for the chus of one of them. And the chus of the second one protects the family even when they're in a different city. The Ben Yoyada says something different. He says that if all the people in the city are wicked and there's one tzaddik, so he had to go against the grain. Everyone else went in one direction, and a lot of peer pressure to follow in their bad ways. If he doesn't follow in their bad ways, that's an even greater tzaddik, therefore he will save the whole city. If there's one tzaddik in a mishpach, in a family, that's not such a great schus, because there aren't so many people in a family, there's not so much negative peer pressure. So it's not such a tremendous schus, but if you have two tzaddikim in a mishpach, so that will save the family. Rav Yosef Engel explains that the Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan debate if connecting to a tzaddik will help save them, because according to Rav Yochanan, that yeah, it does help. So one in a city can save the whole city because he's connected to them. However, Reish Lakish holds that the connecting to a tzaddik doesn't help save them if they're not worthy in their own right. In the Kolbo writes, in our Kaddish we say b'chayi chonu v'yom yichonu b'chayi d'chol beis Yisrael. So that we're praying for Yisgadal v'Yisgadash Merabah. We want God's name to be elevated and great and sanctified. We want it to be a time where everyone praises God. We want it to be the Messianic era. We want it to be we want it to be in the lives of all the Jewish people, that we want a bracha of chayim, because during the geula, at least according to Reish Lakish, there's only going to be one save from a city or two from a family. So we're davening that we should live. In fact, there's a Gemara a bit earlier in Daf Tzadi Chesan Beis where one of the Amoraim said, let Mashiach come, but I don't want to see it, because there are many tzaros, many calamities will come at the time of the Mashiach. That's why it's called Chevle Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach. Therefore, our bracha, every Kaddish, is that God's name should be sanctified and we should achieve the final geula, but it should be b'chayichon uv'mechon uv'chayichon. It should be in the life of all of Klal Yisrael. Now, the Marasha points out, and also the Eitz Yosef, they both point out that these three debates between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are tied to one another. First Rashi of Reish Lakish says that if you're missing even one mitzvah, you're going to go to Gehenna. So that means that there won't be so many people who are considered righteous. And therefore, in the final, so that fits into the next Rashi where he says that according to him, there'll be not so many Jews left in the fine in the in you know the Messianic era. And that also fits into the final drasha, which says there'll only be one from a city, two from a family, a very small amount. However, Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that you're going to be around as long as even if you learn one chok, one law, one mitzvah, you're going to be around. So that means there'll be many Jews in the final redemption. And he interprets one from a city, two from a family. Not that there will be only one from a city and two from a family. It means that one can save an entire city, two can save an entire family. So he says this debate is tied, all these debates are tied to each other. Yossi Rav Kana kami de Rav, Yossi v'kamar. So Rav Kana was sitting in front of Rav, and he sat and he said, Tvarim Kichsavim. So he held this pasuk of Echad Meir Shnami Mishpacha, like Reish Lakish. Rav said to him, Lo nicha lamaraya damrat. It's not pleasing to the master, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you should say it like this. Ella mishcha. So he holds like Rav Yochanan. So this debate between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan was also carried out between Rav Kahana and Rav. The Gemara continues and says, Rav saw that Rav Kahana was washing his hair, and he was saying in front of Rav, Amrle. Rav said, Rav Kana, v'lo timati b'retzachav, you'll not be found in the life of the living. Amar le, melech kalaitli, you're cursing me? He said, because I'm washing my hair, you're cursing me? So Amar le, Rav said back to him, no, k'ra kamida, no, I'm quoting a pasuk. It says that it will not be found the life in the land of the living. It refers to not you, but lo timati Torah, b'min shim chayetz ba'olah. You won't find Torah with someone who just gives himself a lot of life, tries to lives up life, and spends time washing his hair. And so you want real Torah. You can't waste time. You can't be involved in all these extra pleasures. There's actually a debate between Rashi and the Ein Eliyahu. I'm sorry, Rashi and the Yad Ramah, as to what the criticism was. According to Rashi, the criticism was Bittul Torah. He was washing his hair when he should have been learning Torah. So the criticism is Bittul Torah. According to the Yad Ramah, the criticism is that he's washing his hair. He's in those days, not everyone washed their hair that much. He's enjoying the world too much. There's a limit on what we have to enjoy in the world. This debate could be a fundamental debate about how much of an ascetic lifestyle you should live by, maybe between Rashi and the Yad Ramah. The Gemara continues and says, Tani Rav Simai Omar. Rav Simai said, Never look at this. It says by Yitzchak Mitzrayim, I'll take you as for me as a nation. But Emar and the pasuk also says after that, Veveisis Chamala. I'll bring you to Eretz Yisrael. Makish Yitziasam Mitzrayim Nivyasam Arutz. We compare Bnei Yisrael leaving from Egypt to entering into Eretz Yisrael. Ma Biyasam Laaretz Shnayim. Just like when they coming into Eretz Yisrael, only two of them entered, Yeshua and Kalev. Mishishim Yivul, two out of 600,000. The ratio of 1 to 300,000. Afitziasam Shnayim Mishishim Yivul. So just like entering Eretz Yisrael was 1 out of 300,000, so too when they left Egypt, it was also 2 from 600,000, 1 out of 300,000. So if 600,000 left Egypt, you could have like billions who were in Egypt who died during the plague of Choshech, right? There's a Rashi quotes a Medrash that says one fifth, only one fifth left. Here it says even more. Like, it might be an exaggeration. It just says very few people left Egypt when they could. Amar Rav, Rav says v'chein limos Mashiach, so to limos Mashiach. And they'll be oppressed there, and they'll be lowly and oppressed, like the days of youth, like in the days when they left Egypt. So just like in the days of Egypt, very few left. The ratio, you know, very few left who were in there. So too, in Yemos Mashiach, very few who were alive before Yemos Mashiach will live to see Yemos HaMashiach.